So where do you feel your anxiety right now?
I feel it often in my stomach. Like, it feels like there's just knots in my stomach.
Okay, I want you to see if you could bring your attention to the physical sensation of your anxiety right now. And I just want you to notice what happens as you breathe into it. Does it intensify? Does it subside? Does it move around? Does it change in consistency at all? What do you notice as you breathe into it?
See, I don't know why, but I'm kind of like getting a headache now.
It's a lot easier to attend to your stomach without fear because you're not scared of the physical sensations in your stomach. You're always scared of the physical sensations in your head. I want you to see if you could attend to the physical sensation of pressure in your head, not from a place of panic, not from a place of panic, not from a place of fear, but just exploring what these physical sensations are like. It moves from your stomach to your head. And it doesn't matter if your headache gets worse or if your headache gets better. I just want you to get a little practice attending to the physical sensation of pressure and just seeing if you could explore it, almost with a sense of curiosity. What is this like?
Mm-hmm.
And where? What side of your head do you feel it on, your left or your right?
It's just the whole top. Like a
whole top, good. And is it the whole thing or just the top?
Just the top.
Awesome. And so I just want you to see if you could, is it pleasant or is it unpleasant?
Unpleasant.
Good. All right. So you've done a really great job of attending to the physical sensation of anxiety in your stomach, and it was unpleasant. And then we saw that anxiety move to your head. And it's, once again, this unpleasant sensation. And would you say that it's, why, is it like a widespread thing? Is it just one part of the top of your head?
It like kind of moves around a little.
Good. That's great. So what I want you to do is I want you to see if you can just follow it, right? Your head, you're feeling a little bit of pressure or tension on the top of your head. It isn't really widespread. It's just kind of moving around. And how would you describe the sensation? Is it sharp? Is it dull?
It's sharp in along like the left side in like a line, and then it's dull everywhere else, and it kind of like fades and comes back.
Awesome. It's like this pulsing thing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is see if you can just attend to the different features of it. Now, I hear a little fear in your voice, but this is not something that we want to do with you from a fear place. This is something we just want you to do from an exploration place. Have you ever been snorkeling or scuba diving? It's like when you see a fish, you're not doing anything to it. You're not swimming after it. You're just watching it. So I just want you to see if you can watch this pulsing sensation with this kind of from almost from a place of interest or a place of curiosity, right? So it's a little dull on one side. It's sharp on another place. And that sharp sensation is just kind of fading in and fading out. And I just want you to see if you could attend to it, that kind of like pulsing feeling on that one part of your head, since, you know, you feel like you're in this kind of like controlled setting and you're being guided by people who know what they're doing. I want you to use this as an opportunity to see if you could attend to this sharp thing sensation and just watch it, just explore it. Notice it, almost like you're taking notes when you're in school. Okay, this is what's going on now, and you're just kind of gathering information. It's this pulsing sensation. That's interesting. It's dull on one side, and it's kind of this pulsing, sharp sensation on the other, and it's kind of moving around. I just want you to focus on it and attend to it, and whatever happens is okay, I promise you. Whatever happens is okay. If it intensifies, that's okay. If it subsides, that's all right. If it moves around, that's okay too. You're just a passenger in the car. You're just following. This thing is leading. And I just want you to watch it and breathe. Slow your breath down. I don't want you holding your breath. And just see as you attend to this physical sensation of dullness on one side of your head and sharpness on the other, and it's kind of pulsing. What do you notice happening? Keep breathing into it and just see if you can watch it.
I just got this, like, pain behind my left eye.
Awesome. That's so great. So we're noticing that as you're attending to the physiological anxiety in your body, it's moving, and I just want you to follow it. So which eye, your left or your right?
Left.
So your left eye, I just want you to, like, attend to this physical sensation in your left eye. And is it a sharp pain? Is it dull? Is it burning? How do you experience it?
It was sharp, and now it's kind of dull now.
Great. So what you're doing is you're actually developing new neural pathways as we speak to attend to the physical anxiety in your body, and you're just kind of watching it, and you're just following it. And we're noticing that you have a really strong mind-body connection when we just let it roam free. It was these knots in your stomach and this sharp pulsing in your head, and now it's this kind of like dull thing in your eye. And I just want you to continue practice getting experience, attending to this physical sensation in your eye, and just watch what happens. Is there an emotion behind it? Does it move somewhere else? Just breathe into it and let whatever happens, happens. If it goes back to your stomach, that's cool. If it goes back up to your head, that's okay also. And you're just kind of following it from location to location. And what happens as you attend to this physical sensation of anxiety in your eye right now?
It's gone for my eyes, and the headache, like, lightened up a lot.
Cool. And that's okay. We don't even care about that. The goal was not to get rid of your head pain. The goal was just to practice sitting with the physical sensations in your body and watching what happens to them.